A six-month extension of increased federal Medicaid funds would amount to $185 million for Wisconsin. It's money that State Health Secretary Karen Timberlake says is needed to keep up with demand.
What we're finding is that because of the length and depth of this recession, caseload is certainly up, enrollment in all of our programs is up, and that increased enrollment is continuing.
Other versions of increased Medicaid funding for states have previously passed both the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. This time, to appease opponents, none of the spending will add to the deficit. Instead, cuts will be made. Timberlake says this vote is not a given by any means.
We're certainly optimistic about today's vote, even if it should not succeed today for some reason. We don't think this will be the end of this issue. There just are too many states who are exactly where Wisconsin is, finding themselves with parents who have lost their jobs, have lost their health insurance, and they and their children are now relying on state Medicaid programs for their health care.
In addition to the Medicaid money, the package the U.S. Senate is considering includes $180 million in education funding that state school superintendent Tony Evers says could avert teacher layoffs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.